Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. Hey, that means it's time for the 5 on 5. It would seem that the crowd's a little slow today. And once again, the 505 is sponsored by a wonderful Vero Beach salon called Kaleidoscope Hair. Over there, you will find formerly with the color experience, Sandra Reynoso and Callie Ruiz, and they are dedicated to giving patrons the best cuts, the most natural color, and of course, mine and everyone's favorite, extraordinary shampoos. You will find them located in the Kmart Plaza at 1545 U.S. Highway 1 right here in lovely Vero Beach, Florida, or give them a call at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair, get a new twist on your look today. They will truly give you something to be grateful for.
Well, today we're going to talk about cold weather gratitude. On the 5 on 5.
Gratitude.
Okay. So you got to remember, we're in Vero Beach, Florida. So some of them might be more Florida style. And some of them will be, you'll get them no matter where you are.
Well, it's kind of neat here in Vero Beach, Florida, because if the temperature goes below 50, everybody brings out their winter clothes.
That's right.
All of a sudden you see boots and parkas.
Well, the first one is, number 5 is, a mother and baby whale venturing close enough for us to see them from shore.
Ah.
That was fun yesterday, wasn't it? The last 2 days.
And you know, not only that, it's, I see creation in that. I see the higher power. I see source in that. And that, again, that's something that will bring a tear to my eye.
Yeah, yeah, it's a beautiful thing. How about this one, number 4? That's another Florida one. Huddled manatees keeping warm and keeping their species strong. They do. They go to certain places, like over at Round Island on the riverside. They go to the river where it's a little bit warmer than the ocean, and then they huddle together. They all like hang together. So if you want to see manatees, it's when it's chilly out, it's a good time to see them usually.
Right near here, right? There's a, by the old power plant.
Yeah, there's a manatee viewing station.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, where you can look. Okay, number 3, the beauty of snow crystals under a microscope. I saw that picture on Facebook. Wasn't it beautiful? Did you see it?
I did not see that
one. Oh my goodness, they were quite beautiful. So well, I'm sorry for those of you trudging through the snow. But put it under a microscope, you might like it better. I'm not sure.
Hey, as you know, I just came back from a Colorado vacation, and we got tons of snow, and I absolutely love it.
That's good. Okay. Number 2, Lee just mentioned it, pulling out the cold weather gear that gets stuck in the back of the closet.
Yep.
It's kind of fun. It's kind of a fun thing to pull out stuff that you might wear once a year or something like that.
And then you go to the beach and see the northerners swimming in the ocean.
You say, no, no, no. And number 1, reliving the cold temperature memories of others, having the weather make us share our histories of times we overcame adversity and grew closer together. Because we remember times when it was really cold. We remember another time, especially in Florida. We'll say, oh, remember, and it was like in 2000, we had that really cold snap, and they'll tell a story about it, you know.
And I think, you know, I had originated from the north, and I think up there, I don't know anybody that you couldn't delve into the conversation of snow days when you were a child.
Right.
You know, is school going to be closed tomorrow?
Yeah.
And then waking up early to look out the window and saying, I should have done my homework.
Yeah. Well, that's it for the 5 on 5. We're going to get back into our conversation, and we're talking about the greatest love of all. We used Whitney Houston, the song she sang, you know, about loving yourself, learning to love yourself, being the greatest love of all. And that's what we're talking about. And, you know, Lee, I have some quick and easy steps to help people move into self-love. And I thought that might be kind of interesting to talk about.
Well, as usual, we present the issue and then we move on to the solution.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think we have to start each day with self-love. And, you know, it sounds so silly, what you breathe in and what you breathe out when you're conscious of it. But breathe in love. Take a nice deep breath in and think, I'm breathing in love. And then breathe out, you know, breathe out fear. And before you even get out of your bed, do that 3 times. Breathe in a deep breath of love. Breathe out a deep breath of fear. And just try it before you even start the day. Sounds like a simple thing, but it's a quick and easy step. And it will help you. It will help you with your day. Have you ever done that?
Well, I have certain affirmations that I begin my day with, you know. And the other thing that's neat, too, is that, hold on, Beth's getting ready to sneeze.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Go ahead.
The other neat thing, too, is that, you know, we've heard it said, I can also start my day over. If my day suddenly hangs a left or goes awry, I can say, you know what? This moment is done. I'm starting anew.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you can do that. I have one of the things I wrote here is don't take yourself too seriously.
Rule, you know, 62.
Yeah. It's the root of self-pity. And it also shows our ability to overcome a fear of new opportunities. But, you know, new opportunities come and they're disguised as problems. And you know, if we can just get through them, we'll usually have something good come out of it. But if I take myself too seriously, I make it just horrendous trying to get through it. You know, lighten up and seek some humor. Have some fun on purpose. Let yourself off the hook. You don't have to take it so seriously. It will be okay.
I like that. Have some fun on purpose.
Yeah, have some fun on purpose. That's right. How about this one? Meditate and journal. You know, I teach a journaling technique called spiritual heat. I think it helps. I mean, I don't know anybody who does it that doesn't feel some help from it.
And in our workshops and in the teachings, the suggestion you always make is give it 30 days. Do it for 30 days. You know, what's it going to cost you? A few minutes a day for 30 days? Our experience is that just about everybody who has tried it in earnest has really appreciated the results they've gotten.
Absolutely. And it's just the HEAT is an acronym, spiritual heat. Each, you know, the H stands for honor, honoring the higher power. You write some lines of praise to the higher power. Write the words of a love song that makes you think of your higher power. Just something quick, right? Just setting up your journal day for the connection. E is examine. You look at yourself. How did your last 24 hours go? Where did you excel? Where did you slip? You know, where did you use your talents? Where did you forget that you had those talents?
Assets and liabilities.
Yeah, where were your relationships on target? Where were they? Did you make you feel fearful and you pulled away from the person that you wanted to love? Those kind of things. Write it down in that E, and the E is for examine. A in HEAT stands for ask. That's where you ask your higher power for that which you need and for that which those you love need. And you can do things just as simple as making a list of people that you say, I'll pray for you, and you just put their name on the list. You don't have to write what they need. You don't have to ask God for specifics. A lot of times if we ask for specifics, we limit God's hands. Just ask for their name. Just
and
lift
then just
them.
Reference the list.
Yeah, lift it to the highest good. And maybe you do need something specific. Maybe you're having financial worries. Maybe you're having health issues. Maybe you're having, someone you love is having health issues. Maybe you were a recovering person and you took a drink again or you took a drug again and you're struggling there. These are all different things that can come in this part of ask. But you ask the higher power. You ask for help to be covered with grace, you know, to be led, to be protected, whatever it is you need. But you write it in that A section. And then the T is what we do every week on the 5 on 5. We write 5 things that we're grateful for. We try to never repeat one. Try to never repeat one. If you try to write 5 new things a day for which you're grateful, you'll be amazed at how your outlook on life will change because you'll be looking for things that you're grateful for throughout the day.
That you would otherwise take for granted, that you wouldn't recognize if you weren't looking.
Or you wouldn't even see them. You wouldn't notice the dancing butterflies. You wouldn't notice the blooming flower.
The banana spiders on the bridge that you walk.
Yeah. So that's my one of my quick and easies is meditate and journal. How about this one? Here's a little quick and easy step. During the day, look for gratitude instead of negativity. So I'm going to twist it a little bit. So what if you see something that brings up negativity? You know, say something happens and you're just like, oh gosh, I'm going to be late again. And you're in the car. You know, I'm going to be late again and the traffic is bad. Okay, so you're kind of in a negative space. Do you have gas? Do you have gas in the tank on the 39-degree morning in Florida? Or do you know what I'm saying to you? Did you have a hot cup of coffee with you? Did a bird fly close enough for you to study it?
You know what, Beth? Sometimes I go all the way. Did I sleep inside last night?
That's right.
On a cold night that many people don't.
That's absolutely right. You know, if you have pain and frustration, use it as a checkpoint for a gratitude list. Just stop what you're doing and just say, oh, let me be grateful for where I'm at right now. And maybe you're heading home and you're grateful that the dog is going to be glad to see you. Maybe nobody else is lately, but the dog is glad to see you, you know, and that can make you grateful and it can change your whole day. Another little thing is do something for self-care. You know, a lot of us put off self-care. We'll take care of everybody else. Am I talking to you out there? Are you listening going, uh-oh, she got me? Okay. Do something for you. Give yourself the gift of some self-love just in a moment. It can be anything from taking a bath and lighting a candle and just getting quiet. Or what else? What do you do for self-care when you need to? Sitting and reading. It's a cold night. Cuddle up on the couch with a good book and a blanket and just take care of yourself. Have a cup of hot tea or whatever comforts you.
And as we said before, it will enable you to better serve the people that you care for, the people that you are looking out for and helping, because it will refill and replenish you.
Yeah. Every time you're on an airplane, they remind you. They say, if these come down, you need to put on your oxygen mask. Put your own on first before you help the person next to you. They don't say, unless that person is under the age of 18, unless that person is over the age of 85, unless that person is, and they go through, they don't say that. They just say, put your own on first, meaning take care of yourself first so that you can take care of other people.
Oh, well put.
You know, and so that's your little reminder there. Those are just some quick and easy steps that you can do. You know, self-love comes from within, and it's there. You have the ability and the capacity. You just got to touch base with it again, and you got to get used to it. It might feel a little bit foreign to you at first, but it's okay. That's how it feels when you're in any new relationship.
And with those human failings, that pesky human condition, let yourself off the hook.
Yeah.
Nobody's expecting perfection.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. We're talking about how to love yourself today. We're talking about the greatest love of all. And, you know, if I don't love myself, I can't even seek the higher power. Even in seeking a higher power. Some people thought the greatest love of all, I was going to talk a lot about the love of the higher power. And you know how important that one is to me. But I'll tell you what, when I'm not caring about myself, I never look to God. Start here, guys. Start taking care of yourself. We'll be right back. We got more for you. Stay tuned.
If you connect with the thoughts and words of Beth Wee Radio Hour, you should click on our website to find ideas that will help you live your best life. At BethWee.com, you'll discover Beth's weekly blog that encourages growth, a format you can fill in to create a prayer of victory to help you through a tough time, and in-depth videos teaching on 12 steps, even if you aren't battling alcoholism or addiction. Beth speaks to your personal place of brokenness so you can rise above it. All this and more at BethWee.com. Check it out today.
And welcome back, folks.
Thanks a lot, Lee. You know, we're talking about getting closer to ourselves, learning to love ourselves, the greatest love of all. And we've talked about a lot of different things, and we've talked about quick steps and just overviews and gratitude. And let's talk about some things that might be a little bit deeper, a few deeper internal steps. Is that okay?
Let's go deep.
What do you think? You know, I always say go deep, like be like a scuba diver, go deep. That's where the treasure is. And, you know, we are on the treasure coast. If you're looking for Vero Beach ever, we're on the treasure coast of Florida. And some people think that talks about where all the Spanish ships went down and all the Spanish galleons are at the bottom of the sea. We think it's in the hearts of the people here. We just think we have a wonderful little area.
And if you don't feel that way about your area, move.
Come on down. Come on down. It's a good spot. Anyway, but, you know, long-term or deeper internal steps, some of them are easy to talk about and hard to do. I want to talk a little bit about practicing the art of staying in the now. You know, going to the past or the future takes us away from our true self. It takes us away from our higher power, too. The higher power is the God of the now. The God, the, when asked his name, Moses said, "Hey, dude, what's your name?"
Well, it ain't dude. What's up?
And the voice said, "My name is I am." You know, the voice could have said, "My name is I will be. My name is I was. Yeah, but he didn't. It said, "I am." So I always think of that, the present moment. The power of God is right now. It's right now and it's right here. And it's the power of you knowing yourself too. Right now, right here. Where are you right now? Right here. Don't worry about what happened in the past. Right now and right here, where are you? Who are you? Are you willing and able to connect and to be loved? Are you willing to put the fear down and try a new way of life starting right this moment? And the moments can be small, the small little steps. You know, I often talk about the lamp unto my feet. I don't really get that. Why do they say, you know, the word of God is like a lamp unto my feet? Who needs a lamp at their feet? Well, that only lets you see the next step.
I never even heard that one.
Yeah. You can only see the next step when the lamp's at your feet. That is the power of the now. It's not what's way out there. It's what's my next step. And that's what you can really orchestrate when you're trying to learn to love yourself. It will help you. If you pull in from all those other things, you're not going to be able to change the past. I can't promise you what the future will bring, but I can tell you this. If you concentrate on the now and you take good care of where you're at right this moment, when the next moment comes, you'll be better prepared for it. And you'll live into it. Does that make sense?
Well, there's been times in my life where I found myself living in the past, dwelling in the past, or I've seen myself where I'm projecting the future. And you know something? When I'm in the moment, I can tell you this, Beth, right here, right now, this moment, sitting with you here in the studio, if this is the best it ever gets, that's wonderful. That's mm-hmm. wonderful. Now, inevitably, when I leave here, at some point, I'll find something to be discontented about, but right here, right now, all is well.
That's right. That's right. And how about this one? Let your intuition have its way. You know, we all have the gift of intuition. There's a quiet inner voice that comes from the connected self, the self that's connected to the higher power, to other people, to the place in this world that you have. And this is the part where that moving spirit within us talks. That's the part where that spirit that moves within us, that we all have, I talked about at the beginning of the hour. And that's where this voice speaks. But I'll tell you what, it's usually a whisper. Ego shouts.
Ah.
Ego is loud and repetitive.
In
just
your face.
Oh my goodness. But your gut is quiet, but your gut will guide you. You just sometimes intuitively know what the next best thing is to do.
One of my favorite stories from my lovely Diane is when she was beginning her spiritual journey. You know, she was trying to figure out, you know, what is God? And she was traveling with her little son, Patrick, who was 9 years old at the time, and said, "You know, Pat, what do you think God is?" Now, Pat had never had any training, never been raised with any concept of a higher power. And he thought a moment. He says, "You know, Mom, I think I know what God is." And she says, "Well, what?" He says, "I think it's that little voice inside me that tells me to do the next right thing."
Oh boy, that's
beautiful. From the mouths of babes.
Yeah, that's a beautiful story. That's what I'm saying. Feel for that. A lot of us have overridden that for so long we don't even really hear it or feel it anymore. It's still there. Ask it to come back and it will. It will. And just get quiet before you make a decision. Get quiet and let that intuition guide you.
Pay attention.
Yeah. How about this one? I learn to relax. It's really hard to relax unless you're really being true to yourself. Make time for relaxation. Self-love requires rest and balance is the goal. And it can be hard. You know me, Lee. I get driven, don't I?
Yeah, but you recognize it and you've been working to overcome it.
Yeah, and I keep asking for help with it because rest is really important.
And replenishment.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely important. So learn to relax and make time for it. Now, if you're on the other side and you're kind of on the lazy side or the procrastinating side, learn to do. learn to do. So maybe there will be some of us that are listening that need to learn to relax. Maybe there are others that need to learn to be willing to do.
And either side, you can start with baby steps.
Just baby steps.
Just begin.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. How about this one? Think your choices through. Is your choice really going to honor you? If not, you know, A Course in Miracles says choose again. Listen for your choices. Are your choices really going to help you? And make a decision. The choice is yours.
And recognize, is it my choice?
Yeah, or am I just doing what I think I'm supposed to do?
Or what I was told to do.
Or what I ought to do. That word ought.
Ought. Hate that word.
That's not a good word.
Shoulda.
Yeah. How about this one? Find work you enjoy. This will fulfill you in a specific way. It's very important for those of us with a strong work ethic and loyalty genes. Many of us were raised with strong work ethic and loyalty genes. And if you don't like the work you're doing and you're going to it every day, boy, that's really hard on your on learning to love yourself. It's almost like you're punishing yourself every day. So I'm not saying to walk away from it or to get away from taking care of your family financially or anything like that, but open yourself up to what is it that you'd like to do. And if that opportunity ever comes, to be able to make that adjustment. Because finding work that you love or that makes you feel happy, it's an important thing. And also, it's just like when I talked about what you were good at as a kid. Be good at your work. If you're good at your work, you tend to like it a little bit better than if you're not good at it.
I forget who the quote was from, but it was that, you know, if you're a janitor, be the best janitor.
Yeah.
You know, and you referenced loyalty. Examine your loyalties. Are they worthy? Mm-hmm. Are they worthy of your loyalty?
Right. Absolutely. People who love themselves are naturally kind and inclusive of other people. So go the extra mile for another. That's going to be really important. You know, and what moves you? Are you doing something that delights you every day? You know, what do you care about? Invest your time in this. Did you do something that you can think about as your head hits the pillow and go to sleep smiling? It's an important part of loving yourself, is to accomplish small things. They don't have to be monumental things, just small things that make you grin. It might be you organize the bathroom closet.
Or that drawer in the kitchen.
Yeah, something that's been bugging you for a while. Taking a little advantage of that, that's going to make a difference. You know, and it's important to choose your relationships with those who bring out your best self. You are worth it. If you're being disrespected in a relationship that you're in all the time, deal with it. You know, be honest about it. Change something. It's funny, when you change how you respond to somebody, if somebody's disrespecting you, and if you just say these words, "You may be right. I have to think about that." They may not even have heard what they've been saying to you, but when you say that, "You may be right. I'm going to have to think about that," they'll stop and listen. "What did I say? What did I say?" You know, and some of it's just that simple. It's as simple as making simple little changes, because you're learning to forgive past errors. You're learning, you know, even the best of us make bad choices. You're learning to let yourself off the hook. You're learning to focus on what could be in this world.
Process, not an event.
Absolutely. You're learning to be patient with yourself. You're learning that you can be intimate with yourself. As self-love grows, the deep parts will come to the light and healing will happen naturally. I promise it, especially if you're seeking that connection with the higher power regularly. It's been an interesting hour. We've talked about the greatest love of all. And just one more time from the song, she says in that song that she never found anyone who fulfilled her needs. She was looking for a hero, remember?
Well, looking on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she learned to depend on herself. She says, "If I fail, if I succeed, at least I live as I believe." That's what we're talking about for you. Go to our website, www.bethwe.com. See what we have to offer you, and we'll be there with you, we promise.
Because you are worth it.
You are so worth it. Hang in there. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Thanks for tuning in.